With Laura Fox.
Podcast.
Lads, hold my drink because I need to have a word with these two absolutely fantastic girls I've got in the studio right now. Because last year, two of Ireland's top influencers and podcasters, Charlie Murphy and Ellie Kelly, tried to get their heads around soccer. And this summer, they've gone even bigger with their brand new show. Charlene and Ellie go all in on the RT Player. Hello, girls.
Hello, Laura.
How are you? Well, I'm great. I'm so buzzing to have you here today. I just love you. I think you're deadly.
Thank you.
Girls, let's talk about the new show, okay? Because it's very exciting, but would you kind of describe it, Ellie, as a guide to life in 2024?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. It's like, it's things that we always get into the podcast that people talk about. Yeah. So like friendship, relationships, chasing your dreams and online behaviours. It's things that come up in our lives as well. So it's kind of a guide to being a girl, I suppose. Yeah. Just things that women talk about and think about.
Charlene, yeah. Like, I love this. You're just like, yeah, the girl is forever. Okay, Ellie, like, let's go through what's in the show, because you started all off with friendship. Mm-hmm. What is the difference between online and real life friendships?
I think it's easier to make friends online than in real life.
You don't have to commit to meeting up with them.
Do you know what I mean? Easy, peasy. I don't know what it is. And maybe, I don't know, can you sometimes feel like you're more yourself online? Mm. Like, I don't know what it is, but we definitely... like delved into how hard it is being older, making friends, which was a huge thing for both of us. Like being in your 20s and having that time where, oh God, I need to go out and make like new friends. Mm-hmm. It's daunting for anyone, but I feel like in your 20s, late 20s, early 30s, it does get that little bit harder.
Yeah, it absolutely is, because especially if you don't have a friend group from like when you're young, mm. or if you've moved away from that friend group, yeah, and then you're in a completely different stage of your life and you're kind of going, you can't walk up to a sandbox and be like, oh, no. Do you want to be my friend?
Yeah, no, exactly.
But you girls are the perfect example of that, because you made friends in your 20s.
Yeah. So we met 5 years ago, mm-hmm. we met at an event. So we kind of like are, it's like we met at work kind of, yeah. I suppose. It's like meeting a work friend and we just clicked in. So we wrote Leos. So that
says a lot.
And I knew Ellie's brother as well. And like some, it's like with a normal job, you just click with some people more than others and we just start to come to events together. It's nice to have that person to rely on in the industry and to have someone who like gets it as well when anything goes wrong or...
That's the thing as well about, like, you know, and I put events in quotation marks and stuff, like they are just little mixers, like they're work, they're work kind of things.
Where,
networking, that's the word that I was actually looking for, but it is still daunting walking in
there. Oh, I won't go to one on my own.
I don't blame you.
No, I'm like, sure, we go together or else
I'm not
going.
In. Yeah.
I wish I could, but there's just something, so it's always nice to have your little... person in this industry.
Like, but then as well, like the flip side is that you guys met at one of them. So like if you did go solo, you probably wouldn't make friends.
Yeah, I actually, my first ever event, I went to by myself. I walked up to two girls. I goes, I'm just going to stand with you because I don't know anyone else.
No, I can imagine.
But I still chat to them now. So like that was like 5 or 6 years ago now.
God.
Yeah.
Look, the relationship episode is really something because let's have a listen to this clip where you guys are talking to your parents about thruples.
Two fellas and a girl.
Yeah, basically.
Ellie can't handle herself alone, two fellas. Are you joking me?
I think there could be a lot of jealousy and
hardship, you know, and hard work.
It's three, yeah. Neglected.
A relationship can be very hard with one person, not to mind with two.
But can you think of any like advantages that there might be to being in one?
One that's pinging out at me has to be you have three people paying the mortgage.
My heart. Oh, I love it. He's not wrong either.
No.
You know what I mean?
I have to give a lot of sense. Yeah. What? Like, just genuinely, look, I know you're doing it for a TV show and we're laughing at it now, but what was that chat like?
I don't even think, we didn't even kind of pre-warn them really, did we?
No, we're kind of just like, you're coming on the show. My dad wouldn't come on. He was like, no. He like doesn't sit at the front of church in case the priest calls him up.
Stop.
He would not come on like TV. Mm.
It was definitely a conversation I've never had with my parents before.
I can imagine
why. Never.
Yes.
But it was funny and it was interesting to hear what their kind of take on it would be
how open they were, because a lot of people would say the older generation a lot of the time aren't. So to hear that they were and they were so accepting of it, if we came to them and were in a couple or whatever else like that, they were really open to it.
Sure,
so it was nice.
Three people paying the mortgage.
There you go. You see, look, at least your dad is looking for all the positives.
He's on the
still relying on it. Can you tell me this much now, because you also were talking to people in open relationships and stuff. Like, how did they kind of open your mind and change it a little bit? Did it?
I think just some of the values of their relationships, like that we asked about jealousy because we were like, how does that work? Mm-hmm. And Dill, one of the ladies we spoke to, she was saying that jealousy only comes up when you don't feel your needs are being met. So if you're in a throuple or like a bigger relationship, that like if everyone's needs are being met, it's just a bit more effort.
Yeah.
But it will.
No jealousy.
There's no jealousy then.
No arguments.
And like, yeah.
It did really make, it made a lot of sense when it was explained to us. But initially I was like, and like a lot of people, the first thing that does come into your head is jealousy and like, how does that
sharing
work?
Someone.
And yeah. Like
that would be the thing for me as well. Like, I mean, I would feel that. But then at the same time, that's why I'm not in an open relationship or a tuple. Like you clearly are of a different mindset if you're there. So more power to you.
Yeah,
unbelievable stuff. Charlene, we need to talk, okay, because we are obviously a music station. We need to talk about your singing voice. But how did you end up in a band? Please tell us about this.
So we did an episode. We wanted to do one on like chasing your dreams. So we kind of went out in the streets first and asked people what their dreams were, if they're like living them at the moment. And my dream when I was younger was to be a singer. So the director rubbed his hands and said, happy days. I was put into a band for a day. I had to do a bit of rehearsal. We both went to a vocal coach, done like breathing exercises and stuff, and then had to perform in front of a crowd, which I haven't done in years.
Yeah, how was that?
I was so nervous. I was so nervous.
Just do it twice as well.
And it's really because it wasn't a song that I'd usually ever sing either. And then obviously when you're nervous, like it just makes everything harder as well. So
also, just to give people a little like idea of what your singing voice is.
Can we do it?
Yeah.
We
I don't know what it is that makes me feel like this. I don't know who you are, but you must be some kind of superstar.
I didn't sound like that in the show.
I didn't suit you.
Yeah.
But that's you.
Yeah.
Like this was actually, it was Roz and Emma's track of the week when you guys released it first. And it just kind of blasted out. But obviously it's a completely different avenue. People wouldn't know you for that.
No. I think it's fun though to do something different and like not put yourself in a box all the time. Because I think with Instagram, it's only so fulfilling. Like it's obviously pictures and like things like that, but the podcast I find so fulfilling, and then singing as well is something that I love doing, so
it's amazing. It's nice. Can you tell everybody the very famous person that you sung with last year? This is the first time I ever heard your voice.
Rita Ora.
Yeah, it's like just Rita Ora.
I love how we say sung with. Yeah. Like, I
love it. Rita Ora, you know when you're at a gig and they hand out the mic and it's like, oh, sing along.
Oh, Charlene ran away from me. All I saw was the back of her head and then a mic, and I was like, there she is.
And you hear my voice. She goes, what? Is that why did I hear
But it's
her?
Just, you never expect anyone in a crowd. You expect them to be a crow. And then I just remember watching the TikToks of this and I was like, are you having a joke? Where did this come from?
I woke up the next morning and I was like, what happened?
Fever dream.
Yeah, literally.
It's so amazing. Okay, back to the show, right? Because we need to have a listen to your rules, right? That this focus group came up with. So have a listen to this.
Stop posting exciting things with too many exclamation marks. Girlfriend must be in all guys' photos and no male selfies are allowed. Bring back Instagram following tab. Your phone locks when you've had a sip of alcohol. And if you can say it to their face, don't post it online.
That wasn't the final list though, was it?
No.
God, no.
So we had a group of boys and a group of girls and we came to like a quite a dramatic consensus of different.
We just got really carried away with ourselves. It was so fun.
Yeah.
They were just going to the absolute extreme.
Extreme. But some of them I like the Instagram following tab because you can see what people are liking and commenting on and all. I just like being nosy. Yeah. Like
The one about if you can say it to their face, don't post it.
Yeah.
Kind of does make sense. So it's like if your mom's upstairs and you're in the kitchen posting happy birthdays to her, she doesn't even have Instagram, just walk upstairs.
Oh, that one always gets me when they don't have Instagram and you're posting
on it. I've definitely done that.
I've definitely
done
it. Oh, because
you kind of feel like you have to.
Yeah.
But also at the same time, like the celebrity culture have gone through this massively too. Remember like open letters for years and years where they were like, I'm just doing an open letter to Miley Cyrus, to whoever. So, and big celebrities would post it on the internet of what their opinion is instead of just going directly to them.
Yeah. That's true.
It's like we went a bit mad and now it's like, okay, hang on, rein it back in.
We reined it back in. We came up with kind of, I'm doing it in bunny ears, like a rule list, but it's really hard. The internet's still so new. Social media is still so new. You can't really navigate it. You have to kind of just,
I don't think you'd ever come to a consensus of like a full guide and everyone has to stick to this. Like, I really don't think there'd ever be a day that would happen. As amazing as it would be, like,
also after a sip of lemonade, 100%.
Oh, like, need it.
Yeah. Delete those apps.
Just social media, the phone, you might need to bring a taxi.
Yeah, yeah.
So keep the phone.
But, social media apps, ideal.
Yeah. You said there in the focus group that you had like boys and girls. What were some of the differences between them, or were they different in their opinions?
The boys were so lovely. Oh, we couldn't believe it.
They were the nicest group of boys ever.
Yeah, we thought they'd come in and have these mad rules and like it was going to be really dramatic against the girls. But the boys were just so lovely. We were literally like, give us something, please.
Be mean.
Yeah, yeah, you're so nice. They said, was it the boys that said about the dogs?
Yeah.
About...
that everything is fine.
Oh, yeah. Everything's fine to post if your dog is in it.
Oh, yeah.
Agreed.
There's no rules when it comes to the dog. But the girls had kind of more like stronger ones than like... They came in like all guns blazing.
The boys also didn't like emojis or exclamation marks.
I don't know how to function without them. I think someone's mad at me.
Same.
Yeah. Emma Power will always just be like, hey. And then she'll be like, I'm do like, you want to go to the shop? And I'm like, she's fuming with me.
She hates
so
me.
Annoyed
she
at me
does
right
not
now.
Want to go to shop.
No, she's there's something an ulterior motive. So she is up to her ante now by throwing in an exclamation mark every so often. Yeah. That's a good friend.
I like them. Just look, it's like enthusiasm.
Yeah. I think that's more girly though as well. It's like, it's the overcompensation. I'm not mad at you. Everything's fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because we know how we are all the time. Yeah. Charlene and Ellie Go All In is up on the RT Player right now. So go and check it out. Charlene Murphy and Ellie Kelly, thank you so much for coming in with us today.
Thanks for having us.
We'll be right back after this. 2FM.